I'll begin with the obvious. What prompted your decision to step down?
Well, it was sort of a two-pronged decision, and the first one was father time. I'm going to be 65 years old in September, and I could feel that coming about, and at the same time, I was not going to leave Keeneland until I was convinced that it was in very, very good hands. And as this team has progressed here and as the 75th anniversary proceeded, it was clear that this is a great team and that they were ready to lead this place, and it made no sense for me to hold them back or to not let them have that opportunity. And so those two aspects sort of just crossed paths, and I can't come up with a defining moment, but it just felt right. It felt like the right thing to do and the right time for me to do it.
What will be your role going forward, I guess, both at Keeneland and anywhere else you might be employing your talents?
Well, I care deeply about Keeneland, and that won't change. I care deeply about our industry, and I've had a lot of experience and want to be helpful to the industry any way I can. So I'll be around from that standpoint. I'll be around whatever Bill wants me to do. Bill Thomason's going to be a great president, and one of my roles, I guess, as far as Keeneland goes, will just be supportive of Bill.
What do you consider your biggest achievement there at Keeneland? I know certainly the switch to Polytrack and the modernization were big issues.
They were, and we're very proud of that. We're very proud of the enhancement of the entire fan experience. We've always said that our number one priority is the safety of our equine and human athlete, and the fact that we have among the safest racing surfaces in all of North America, I'm very proud of, and the fact that so many casual fans can come out here and see safe racing that's conducted with integrity and with all of the modern screens and camera angles and high definition that the modern sports fan sees in other sports, I'm very proud of, and I think it's appropriate that Keeneland be a leader in all those areas.
What will you miss the most about Keeneland?
I'm sure I'm going to miss a lot of things. We have a saying out here, it's a Keeneland family, and the people that are out here every day, it's like a family, and you get so used to them that that's probably it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful environment, that wonderful family that attracts great people, and the people that come in from all over the world and the sales. It's like a big family, and I'll miss that.
And I want to move on to you as well, Mr. Thomason. Give us some of your background and how you arrived at Keeneland and were eventually selected for the job.
My background was I'm a CPA by trade, so I have the financial training, and I was 28 years with Millridge Farm, which was a huge consigner, one of the leading consigners for the entire amount of that time. We stood stallions, raced, you know, had racing stable and did everything in the business. The owner of Millridge was a lady named Alice Heedley Chandler, who was Hal Price Heedley's daughter that founded Keeneland. So I grew up under the cross, if you will. I grew up with a deep appreciation of Keeneland and its importance to the industry and to Kentucky and the community. And really, during that whole time, I had the financial background, but spent a lot of my time in the operations part. I mean, I was out here during the sales at daybreak from the September, November, January through the weather and whatever it brought us, and was here till dark whenever we sold every night. I was involved in syndicating stallions. I was involved in all of the highs and lows that go on in the horse business, so I get it. I have a deep appreciation for what all of our clients are doing and our customers in breeding these great animals. and bringing them over here to the sales and everything they do to make a living out of the business. So I guess the thing that I bring is an understanding of a lot of different facets of the industry, and the most important thing, I guess, is that I've grown up knowing that the horse has to come first.
And you you start work in September, right?
I've actually been here for a couple of years. I'm currently the vice president of finance and the CFO, actually.
You start your new job, I guess,
New job starts September 1st. That's exactly right.
All right. What are your priorities coming into that job?
My priorities are actually to continue exactly the direction that we've been going. Well, number one, Keeneland's been doing for 75 years, but especially that we've been doing for the last two. We got a great team that's here. The team has been operating extraordinarily well. And the one thing that's great for me to be able to come in and the opportunities I've got is I don't have a lot of things that I have to change or a lot of directions of things I have to do. We've got a lot of great initiatives and great things inside the organization that we're working on, and my goal is going to be to continue those and just keep working on what's next.
And over Mr. Nicholson's tenure, I mean, we've had a troubled economy for a while now. We've had the gambling debate, the debate over Lasix making headlines very recently. What do you think is the biggest challenge facing Keeneland right now?
I don't know that you've mentioned challenges. I wouldn't put any single challenge ahead of any other challenge. All of those are issues that have solutions, and that we just have an obligation to continue to solve them concurrently, some of them, and some of them one at a time. And it's hard to pick any one thing.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.